Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress. We've got a lot of problems across the nation, and in Oklahoma, they're having massive earthquakes. There are floods in other areas of the land and hurricanes, and sure looks like God is angry. I remember when I think it was Pat Robertson, correct me if I'm wrong, it used to say that there were hurricanes and tornadoes in Florida because some people were considering marriage equality, allowing same-sex couples to get married. And I remember thinking how stupid that was. And yet there is one policy, one political policy that clearly seems to make God angry, seems to cause floods, definitely has been proven to cause earthquakes. Talking, of course, about fracking. Fracking is the newest thing in getting oil in America. What they do is they pump water and some chemicals, whose names they refuse to tell us, at extremely high pressure deep into the ground, causing it to frack, or to basically break, fracture, the shale that contains oil deep, deep, deep miles under the ground. And fracking has caused America to find a lot of oil. But hydraulic fracturing, hydraulic is, of course, the use of water. Hydraulic fracturing has now been shown, in Oklahoma at least, to have extremely raised the rates of earthquakes. Oklahoma used to have approximately 2 earthquakes a year. It's not California. It's not in an known earthquake zone. Most of its faults have laid still for a very long time. Now, the state of Oklahoma has not 2 earthquakes a year, but 2 earthquakes, wait for it, every day. 2 earthquakes a day! 365 times more likely than it used to be. And so, you cannot blame the Oklahoma Geological Survey, which is, you know, a government organization. This is something that is not in any way a some private group that wants to ban fracking. The U.S. Geological Survey in Oklahoma has determined in a comprehensive assessment that, guess what? The earthquakes are caused by fracking. Now, that really shouldn't surprise anybody. We argued for a long time, we liberals, we environmentalists, argued for quite a long time that when you forcibly put billions of gallons of water deep under the ground and forcibly put it into rocks, it might just damage the substructure of Earth. Now, that's really not too crazy. And if you don't believe me, I suggest you take a bottle and fill it with earth and pump millions of gallons of water into that bottle. And don't allow it to come out where you're pumping it. And don't be surprised if your bottle explodes. There's only so much pressure the earth can take. And, of course, this is actually the wastewater. This is even worse. This isn't even the water going out to fracture. It's just the wastewater, this chemical wastewater filled with all these toxic chemicals. And if you don't think they're toxic, then ask yourself, why won't the fracking industry disclose them to us? Deep under the ground. And lo and behold, they're causing earthquakes to be hundreds of times more common in Oklahoma, which is the center of fracking, than they were just 10 years ago, 15 years ago. In fact, when it comes to earthquakes of magnitude 3 or greater, which, as I said, used to be 1 or 2 per year, and now 1 or 2 per day, Oklahoma has more earthquakes of that magnitude than California. We have created a new earthquake zone. Well, Oklahoma lawmakers, you got to give them credit. They saw their state was in danger. They saw this geological survey by some of the most reputable scientists in the United States and Oklahoma. This is the Oklahoma Geological Survey. This is a creature, a scientific or agency of the Oklahoma government. So this is no group of liberals here. The scientific agency of the Oklahoma government, the Oklahoma Geological Survey, has found that the current rate of earthquakes is actually 365 was actually small. It's 600 times historical averages. And they have found it is very likely to be caused by the wastewater wells associated with drilling for oil and gas. Now, Oklahoma was quick to act. They saw the damage to the people of their state. They saw that people's homes were being destroyed. Some people were being killed by these earthquakes. They saw that Oklahomans were angry, and they saw that local governments were acting quickly to ban drilling near their cities. And the Oklahoma legislature, that Republican rock red legislature, even they were very, very quick to act. And just this session in Oklahoma, 8 separate bills were filed. 2 passed just this week to ban cities and counties from banning fracking. Yeah, you heard me right. They acted quickly to stop Oklahoma cities and counties from stopping the activity that causes the earthquakes. They banned the bans. Because Oklahoma legislators are paid millions of dollars by the very people who cause earthquakes in Oklahoma to make cash. The irony is oil prices are way down. It doesn't even make much sense. But Oklahoma, fully bought, sold, and delivered by the oil industry, is basically banning any locality. The state is banning the cities, banning the counties, from banning any county that would ban oil and gas exploration, drilling, or fracking, or even regulation of oil and gas exploration, drilling, or fracking. So if they're causing your home to subside and the room falls in and your loved one is dead, and you go to your local government and say, I don't want this drilling 5 miles from my home, 1 mile from my home. I don't want them drilling underneath my ground. It's my ground. I own my ground. And the city feels sympathy for you and actually tries to stop it. Don't worry. You can always rely on the Oklahoma legislature to say, we don't care about the people from Oklahoma. Are you kidding me? Voters, taxpayers, you're nothing. We care about the Koch brothers. They pay us. We care about the oil and gas industry. It's not we the people in Oklahoma. It's we the corporations. People, individuals, they're nobodies. How much money do they have? Exxon has tens of billions of dollars. How much have you paid me lately? Democracy is not about getting the most votes. Democracy in Oklahoma is about getting the most cash. It's about bribery. It's about paying legislators to do what the corporations want, not what the people want. Come on. Where do you think you live? In America? Nah. No, in Oklahoma. And in Texas, where the Texas House approved a bill that also drastically curtails local government's ability to say no to fracking. You know, I've often wondered what it would take to cause middle America, red America, to recognize the dangers of fracking, to recognize the dangers of climate change. I thought maybe it would take floods, earthquakes, and then, maybe people would stop this nonsense. You know, it's kind of hard to see the carbon destroying the Arctic ice. We don't live near the Arctic. We see pictures, but we don't have polar bears next to us. But earthquakes under our own home? You'd think that would be a problem. Well, the oil and gas industry says that as long as they're drilling 350 feet away from your home, you're safe and you shouldn't be able to sue.
What?
That's right. Your home may collapse. Here's the thing. These same oil companies, which are bragging about the fact that the substrata of oil goes miles under the ground and spreads for miles, because the way shale works is it's layers. Think of like a layer cake, right? It's under the ground, and, you know, you could put frosting in one area of the cake, and it spreads across the whole layer, right? We know how layers work. And so that is underneath your property. But you can't sue even if your house is destroyed because your house means nothing. How much did you pay your Oklahoma legislature? So again, at a time when even some Democrats are defending fracking, this has got to be a wake-up call. Let's get away from oil entirely. Wind, geothermal, solar, all these technologies born in America, hydroelectric power, renewable resources, don't cause any damage to our environment, don't cause climate change, don't cause increase of carbon in the air, and yes, don't cause earthquakes. Developed by Americans, for Americans, now being used all over the world, except mostly here. And when Democrats try to do actions to give us clean energy, the first thing Republicans say is, you're just trying to stop oil. Guilty. Particularly fracking. Why do you think we oppose to things like the XL pipeline, which just encourages more fracking? And all I could say to the people of Oklahoma is your constitution requires your state to be a republic, requires your state to have representatives that represent your interest. So look past the billions of dollars in ads, or hundreds of millions, it's hard to know, it's all secret money, paid for by the oil interests that make so much money off of destroying your homes, and try to look to that still small voice saying in the back of your head, wait a minute, I thought I owned my own land. I thought that I had the right to be live in a home on stable ground. I thought that earthquakes happened naturally in California and Alaska and Japan and not in Oklahoma. You know, we had a recent earthquake in Washington, D.C. First one in 100 years. Occurred just two, 3 years back. Crumbled the Washington Monument. I can't say that was caused by fracking, but it wouldn't surprise me. This is not an area of the world known for earthquakes. When will people wake up to the fact that these corporations are buying the very ground out from under them and leaving people, real individuals, suffering at the expense of the people, the corporations that they call people? This is Mark Levine. I want to know what your view is. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. So it turns out that the earthquakes in Oklahoma, 600 or so times what it was just a few years ago, are not naturally caused. Not a real surprise from the Oklahoma Geological Survey. It's from wastewater. Injecting wastewater from oil and gas. When they take out the oil and gas, there's a lot of water with it, most of it very high in salt content, and they force it back into the earth, And lo and behold, it causes quakes. A lot of that, by the way, is limestone, which has these big porous holes in it. But there's only so much water you can put down there. And because it's under the ground and because we don't track it, it can go many, many, many miles from where you originally put it in the ground. Again, no real surprise to anyone who has the most basic understanding of science. Now, I want to be clear, it's not all from fracking. It's not even mostly from fracking. It's mostly from wastewater, from oil and gas. But the idea that injecting water at very, very high levels of concentration deep into the ground is going to cause a problem shouldn't surprise you. And where else are they going to put it? They're going to put it in the ocean? They're going to put it in the rivers? It's dirty stuff. Well, they could clean it, but that would cost money. Money they don't want to spend. They'd much rather spend money buying legislators. That's what they do. 888-488-MARK. Let's go to Joel in New City, New York. Hey, Joel, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Just what you were saying was spot on a couple of things with me. First of all, I got my degree in geology.
Okay.
Just when fracking was coming out as a new technology back in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. Late 1990s, early 2000s. And the first thing I said was, that's going to cause earthquakes on both ends, on the retrieval of the gas and oil and on the wastewater injections. First thing I thought, and this was when I was getting my undergrad in geology. So how anyone doesn't understand this, I don't know what they're
thinking. You know, I've never taken a class in geology, but I know that if I've got something and I keep packing something else into it, eventually it's got to explode. I mean, all you have to do is blow air into a balloon. I mean, it seems to be very intuitive to me that you keep pumping water deep into the ground, it's going to cause something to break, period.
Yeah, and the next comment, then I'll let you go after this. I teach science in high school, and today I was having a conversation, and oddly enough, I teach astronomy, so someone asked me about, you know, how can you travel through time?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we got to, if you change the past, what happens? So we got into, like, you know, what would happen if World War II happened differently? Said, so the governments would be different. So a kid asked me, well, what's our government today as a democracy, right? I said, well, ideally, yes, but it's kind of turning into an oligarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just described is a perfect example of an oligarchy that I'm going to bring into my class on Monday.
You should, because the people of Oklahoma, presumably the vast majority of them, do not want their homes to be destroyed by earthquakes. And yet, the corporate interests, the oil and gas interests, give so much money to Oklahoma legislators, they could put so many more ads on TV to promote their candidates, that the candidates that the people want get drowned out, and so ordinary people who can't tell the difference between two people, you know, a Republican preaching puppies and rainbows and a Democrat preaching puppies and rainbows, don't know the Republican is actually bought by the same interests that cause the earthquakes.
Exactly. And I'm going to use the example you gave in my class on Monday.
Terrific. I love that.
If I could find it.
Tell you what, Joel.
If I could somewhere find a transcript on of what you just said today.
MarkLevineTalk.com. It's not going to be a transcript, but it will be on my website by tomorrow. MarkLevineTalk.com. And Joel, I want you to come back on the show next week. Call in no matter what I'm talking about. Let me know what your class said. I'm very curious to know their response to what you're going to teach them. Thank you, Joel, for that. This is Mark Levine. My website is MarkLevineTalk.com. I'll be back after this.
Never confuse Mark Levine with right-winger Mark Levin. The second E stands for empathy, which the other Mark lacks.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're talking about fracking. The Oklahoma Geological Survey, an arm of the Oklahoma government, just found that fracking, and specifically the wastewater that's forced into the ground from all oil and gas operations, is causing earthquakes in Oklahoma. They used to have one or two a year. Now they've got two a day. 600 times as many just in the last few years. In fact, there were only 100 in 2013, and now there's 600 in 2015, the first 2 months. Yeah, and you have to annualize it. But basically, 2015 is six times more dangerous than just 2 years ago. So what is fracking? There's actually a wonderful website, really cute. design and everything that I highly recommend called dangersoffracking.com, dangersoffracking, and it points out some interesting statistics. First of all, Mark, how many gallons of water do you think are used at a fracking site? Any idea? It's at least a million, and sometimes as much as 8 million gallons of water. How many
I would not have guessed that much.
That's in one fracking site. By the way, how many fracking sites are there?
In the United States?
Yeah, natural gas wells. How many active natural gas wells?
I would guess about 150,000.
500,000.
Wow.
Okay, so 500,000, each one using 1 to 8 million gallons of water. Each well requires 400 tanker trucks just to get water and supplies to the site. Now, how many chemicals are used in fracturing? 40,000 gallons of just the chemicals. Ugh. Just the chemicals that are mixed with the sand and the water. So what are some of these chemicals? We don't know all of them because they refuse to disclose them. But some of them we do know. You probably heard of some of these. Lead, uranium, mercury, radium, hydrochloric acid, and formaldehyde. That's just a few of them. There are 600. It's injected 10,000 feet, 2 miles down into a well. That's when you take 500,000 gas wells and 8 million gallons per water, and a well can be fracked 18 times, according to the dangersoffracking.com website. To run our current gas wells requires 72 trillion gallons of water. Now, a trillion's a big number. It's a million millions. Okay? Just think about that. Not a thousand million, but a million million gallons of water. So take a million gallons of water, multiply times a million, and 360 billion gallons of chemicals just to run our current gas wells. Now, this is all being put 2 miles under the ground. So what could possibly go wrong? Well, earthquakes. We talked about those. There's also contamination of groundwater. You may recall that that same water miles under the ground is actually used to grow crops. And we are the biggest breadbasket in the world. We make far more food than we can eat, and indeed we do export all over the world. And where do we do it? The Great Plains, Kansas, Nebraska, the Dakotas, yes, even Oklahoma. That's great fertile soil by water deep under the ground that's now being contaminated with methane gas, toxic chemicals, hydrochloric acid, mercury, radium. Think about that next time you eat any kind of grain, corn, wheat. Drinking water, also a problem. There have been 1,000 documented cases of water contamination next to areas of gas drilling and sensory, respiratory, and neurological damage due to ingested contaminated water. Again, all at dangersoffracking.com. Interestingly, not all the fracturing fluid is recovered. Remember we talked about all that wastewater that's terrible? That's actually only a percentage, because 50 to 70% of what is forced underground stays underground. All those chemicals, all that water, all that contaminated toxic fluid stays in our ground. Sometimes it's left to open air pits to evaporate, and then you get it in the air. These what they call volatile organic compounds, creating contaminated air and acid rain. Remember acid rain? We got rid of acid rain. We're back with acid rain. In return, we do get 300,000 barrels of natural gas a day. Okay, that's true. Is it worth it? Wouldn't you rather use solar energy or wind power or geothermal power? Heck, I'd even rather nuclear power, and I'm not a big fan of nuclear power, because I think there's actually more protection against a nuclear meltdown. Now, please, all of you who oppose nuclear power, I'm no big fan of nuclear power. I'm just saying I think it's less dangerous than forcibly putting 72 trillion gallons of water underground with toxic chemicals in it that go anywhere. As I said,
Earthquakes in Oklahoma are 600 times what they were just a few years ago. When will we wake up? And that's just from the wastewater. That's not even from fracking. Jeff in New Mexico on line one. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for doing this subject.
Sure.
Even down here on the edge of Texas, the amount of people that know about this is about 20%. I keep talking to others, and people keep getting the word out. But the El Paso City Council just approved fracking because they said it's just outside of town, and it's just above our aquifer that serves El Paso, Juarez, Las Cruces, and my home of Chaparral.
Really sorry to hear that.
This aquifer. And they're fracking it.
You know, I've often wondered whether this might not be a state-to-state lawsuit. I often think about things in legal terms. And you may know that about the only case you can bring directly before the Supreme Court that they have to hear, usually 99% of cases the Supreme Court can hear if they want to hear. They don't have to hear it. But a conflict between states, they're actually required to take. And I often wonder whether a liberal or relatively liberal state like New Mexico couldn't sue a conservative state like Texas for destroying their water. As you point out, it's not like the water in El Paso stays in El Paso. That borders Mexico, and it also borders New Mexico. And I would think that, let me ask you this, your New Mexican government, how democratic is it in terms of Democratic Party? Is it liberal?
The people are pretty democratic, and they believe in a balanced approach, and that's how they got a Republican governor. It's also a lady, but she doesn't act like one much. She just cut the wages. She's for fracking. She pushed through that.
What about your legislature? Who controls your legislature?
The legislature is split, but it is Republican-controlled in the House, and I think the Democrats have a marginal control of the Senate.
Do you think that this issue, this environmental issue, which, after all, the earthquakes are massive in Oklahoma, they're growing in Texas, too, significantly. Texas is just a massive state, so the areas of Texas that where this occurs are undergoing a lot of earthquakes. I'm sure they're not as much happening in Dallas or Fort Worth or Houston, but I'm curious to know whether you think this issue, and maybe even some of the, you tell me if there's any cross-border animosity between people in New Mexico and people in Texas. I don't know, but maybe this is the kind of thing that could win some elections in New Mexico. What do you think?
Yes, it could if we get the word out. The reason the government hangs on to it too much is because we get a third of our tax money from the oil and gas industry. I keep telling them it's not worth it. We're trading our lifeblood water here in the desert for that 30% tax money. Mm. It's crazy.
There you go. There's your reasoning.
We live here in the desert because of that water.
There's your reasoning. So they're paying it off. That's exactly what's happening in Oklahoma and Texas. Oklahoma is the worst state in the United States. But that's exactly what's happening.
Texas is worse. They've done 15,000 wells it's ran by the Railroad Commission here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. And Denton, Texas, where it all started, voted last year, November, that they were going to ban fracking. And the Railroad Commission overrode them and said, no, we're going to continue fracking. We've done it 15,000 times in Texas. In fact, we're ramping it up.
Yeah, well, you're
running this fast because I think that they know that the fracking is, they can only do it so long and the people are going to catch on. So they're trying to frack every well that they can get.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. The idea is, get it all out, get all the cash out, and then when the earthquakes come, all you have to do is declare bankruptcy. That's one thing, by the way, that corporations can do that humans can't. Corporations can much more easily declare bankruptcy. They don't have to go to jail because you can't put a corporation in jail. And so then they're like, limited liability. Ha ha, we got our money. You're stuck. And it's not very pleasant.
Right. And then they move on to the next well and they start all over. The lifespan here is 2 to 3 years of productivity. And then they're off to the next hole in the ground. But one more thing, Mark, I'd like to include. You've talked about all those chemicals you can't define or get a reading.
No, they won't tell you all of them.
Mandated from
We can't know.
I think they're using it for a toxic waste dump. All the chemicals from industry they don't want to pay. You know, the price for disposing of properly, they're injecting in these wells. They put it down 4,000, 5,000 feet. And they bury it. They call it, oh, a good day. We've made a profit, and we're stuck with the mess.
That would make sense, actually, because, you know, it's very expensive to try to dispose of toxic waste, and it'd be very easy to pay an oil firm to sneak that under the ground. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. That would not surprise me. Thank you, Jeff, for your call. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I talked to the fracking crew, an excavator, and the oil man on there, and he says the only things we really need for this is water, a diesel fuel to make it slippery. It's like adding oil to pasta water, but you got to make a chemical catalyst in there to make the diesel fuel and the water stay mixed. They mix that in there, then they put it in the ground and crank up the pressure to 4,000 PSI, and they fracture the earth under our feet. But the extra chemicals in there, they don't need. This is according to the crews that I've
Well, the what is the purpose of the chemicals if they don't need them? I'm not sure I follow you.
I think they're using them as a chemical waste dump.
Huh.
Let's see them prove us wrong. If that's what you need, in why would you use formaldehyde?
I don't
uranium.
Know. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know. I do know this. Congress has Democrats have demanded that the industry, the oil and gas industry, disclose what chemicals they put in. And we know some of them. Some of them I just said to you. But we don't know. There's like 600 of them. We don't know most of them. And they refuse to tell us. And it makes you wonder why.
I heard 98.
Why won't they tell us? Now, go to dangersoffracking.com. It lays it out really nicely, actually.
Okay.
Or nicely would be the
Food
wrong
and
word.
Foodandwaterwatch.org is a good one, too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go to there. It's a good nonprofit, and they got a lot of information about the fracking and other things.
Well, check it out. Let me ask you this.
Thanks, Mark.
You're in New Mexico. Are you near El Paso? What area of New Mexico do you live in?
The very southern edge, just outside of El Paso.
So you really are most affected by this. I assume your local,
right on top of it.
Your local people, they're supportive. They're opposed to this. The people, your state legislator.
No, they're actually for it, our state legislature.
No way.
And people get hoodwinked with minor issues. Like, they'll vote. I got a lady to sign a petition to ban fracking. Foodandwaterwatch.org has petitions everybody can download to get signing. And the lady turned around and said she's at the campaign, she's going to vote for Rick Little because he's for banning abortions. But her water's being polluted by the oil company down the street with his permission.
Yeah.
It's crazy dichotomy down here.
Sorry to hear it. I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not. But I do appreciate your calling in, Jeff. I really do. Thanks so much. This is Mark Levine. We'll be right back. 888-488-MARK if you want to call in. 888-488-6275. Back after this.
Rumor has it he quotes the Constitution in his sleep. Is it super nerd? No, it's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. This is Mark Levine talking about the dangers of fracking and chemicals on the ground. I do have some good news I want you to know at the end of the broadcast. I will get to in just a moment. And it has to do with a way that we actually managed to stop the power of money in government. I know you think it's impossible, but it is possible. I'm going to get to that story in just a second after I talk to Matthew in Santa Fe on line 5. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
They tell me you know why the chemicals are added to the water in the fracking industry. Why is
that? I don't know why all of them are, but you asked specifically about formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Well, formaldehyde kills bacteria.
I see.
When you pump water deep underground, there's bacteria there. There's bacteria in the water that you pumped underground, and you want to keep that from clogging up the passageways. Also, when you pump water into this very hard rock, much of which is twice as dense as a concrete sidewalk, you get, with water, you get crystals that grow in the rock, and plug up the passages. As a previous caller said, a lot of these wells only last for 1, 2, or 3 years because the production goes down pretty rapidly because the path, the fracked cracks clog up. And so the industry adds a lot of these chemicals to try to stop that from happening. So, you know, the original information is it doesn't take that much to actually cause the cracks. The real challenge is to keep the cracks open.
Interesting.
And they just simply don't have enough data. So they add all these other chemicals to try to keep that from happening.
Thank you for sharing that, Matthew. I learned something today. I always appreciate my thoughtful callers. So thank you very much for adding that. I do want to end the show with something, a little bit of good news. Because when you hear the stories about Oklahoma legislatures banning local banning of any kind of regulation on oil and gas companies, it makes you feel really sad. It makes you not only dispute the Republican claim that they care about local control. Republicans only care about states' rights when states' rights are either stopping blacks from voting or helping make profits for the people who buy their seats in legislatures. They don't really like local control, as we've seen from these bans of local bans of fracking. But I have some good news, folks. An example, listen to this, of an industry that spent, let me get this right here, $17 million in lobbying last year, had a team of 128 lobbyists, all trying to persuade the Obama administration not to do something. This group, by the way, has spent, let me get it right here, tens of millions of dollars on various political candidates. And they really own, I don't know how many legislators they've contributed to, but I assume it's in the hundreds, if not thousands, when you add members of Congress and state legislatures. There's legislators all across the country. But they failed. $70 million, 128 lobbyists, they failed to persuade the Obama administration not to block the merger between Time Warner and Comcast. The same one we talked about.
Hallelujah.
That's right. I said I wanted the Obama administration to take a strong stance on this. I asked all of you to call in to the federal government because we do have a Democratic president. We do have someone who cares about antitrust laws. We do have someone who cares about consumers. We have a consumer protection agency put in place by people like my old boss, Barney Frank, and people like Senator Elizabeth Warren. And the American people spoke out. I even said, I said this to Leslie, I said it depends on how much hubbub there is. It depends on how many people complain about their cable bills. Well, Justice Department said that they had real concerns and were looking, the antitrust department office of the Justice Department was looking to block the merger, and Comcast and Time Warner just announced today they're not going through with the merger because of the government resistance. So you know what? Big money doesn't always work in politics. For all of you out there on the far left who say, you know what, you can't, there's systematic problems in the government, there are, and money controls everything, it controls a lot. We're not an oligarchy yet, Joel, in New City, New York. We're not there yet. Give this as a counterexample to your class, because this is an example where democracy trumped money, where the government listened to the people. And next time you're wondering whether to elect a Democrat or a Republican to the presidency or to Congress or to your state legislative office or to your city office, remember that Democrats, imperfect though they are, tend to look out more for people and what they want, while Republicans tend to look out for moneyed interests and what they want. We're not an oligarchy yet. Thank God we still have a Democratic president. I'm quite confident if Jeb Bush becomes president of the United States, you'll have that merger, Comcast and Time Warner, quicker than you can say cable monopoly. This is Mark Levine. I hope you enjoyed the show. My website's marklevinetalk.com. Follow me on Twitter at marklevinetalk or on Facebook, facebook.com/marklevinetalk. Let me know if you like the show, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place.